Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend. We are living through some trying and challenging times, aren't we, in the life of the church? We're kind of walking in uncharted waters in many ways. The church is in the midst of a trial. Everybody seems to be talking about it, right? It's on our hearts and on our minds. And it's important for us to be able to always understand the times and the moment we're living in. I mean, one of the things that the church has is a particular optic on the world and a capacity by the grace of the Holy Spirit, by the revelation of Scripture, by the history the church is teaching, by the living magisterium, and really the work of the Holy Spirit, we're able to kind of see and to lay hold of what God is doing in a particular time, what God is permitting in His church and in the world, and the Lord often gives us a way to understand it. So what I wanted to do today, really, maybe this week, just talk a little bit about what time is it, maybe ask that question. And a great place to start is in the big, broad picture. The big broad picture given to us by the church in the catechism. The catechism takes it directly from the scripture. There's a whole section really about the end times and the return of the Lord and the coming judgment that's upon the world. We can see the moment, the present moment, in light of what God has said about where the world is heading. And paragraph 668 from the catechism is a good place to begin. I'm going to share this with you mainly because I find it really helpful in my own life, because like you, some of what we're seeing and some of what we're experiencing can be very troubling and difficult to understand, and it can shake the faith. I mean, scandal is in the air. There's also, it's just quite troubling, so I don't have to go into it all, but I just want to share with you what I find helpful for my own life. In this first paragraph, 668, quoting St. Paul's letter to the Romans, Catechism says, Christ died and lived again, that he might be both Lord of the dead and of the living. Christ's ascension into heaven signifies his participation in his humanity in God's power and authority. Jesus Christ is Lord. He possesses all power in heaven and on earth. He is far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. For the Father has put all things under his feet. Christ is Lord of the cosmos and of history. In human history, and indeed all creation, are now set forth and transcendently fulfilled in Him. There's a lot there in that paragraph, but essentially, the nugget is this, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that He's the Lord of the cosmos and of history. He's the Lord of human history. That no matter what else is happening, no matter what's happening in the world, whether we're abounding, as St. Paul says, or we're being abased, whether we're living in a moment of victory, whether we're living in a moment of great trial, no matter what the circumstance, Jesus is Lord of all. And that means He's Lord of your life, and He's Lord of your family. He's Lord of your children. He's Lord of all that you are, and His eye is on you. And Jesus said to the apostles, I'm with you always until the end of the age. That promise is for us as well. And how is it that Jesus can be with us? Because He's Lord. Because the Father has given Jesus power over everything in the Father's created order. He's enthroned. And Jesus has a particular mission and perspective about this time of His reign. Catechism talks about His reign here, and it unfolds like this. It says in paragraph 669, as Lord, Christ is also head of the church, which is His body, taken up to heaven and glorified after He had thus fully accomplished His mission. Christ dwells on earth in His church. Christ dwells on earth now in His church. The redemption is the source of the authority that Christ, by virtue of the Holy Spirit, exercises over the church. The kingdom of Christ is already present in mystery, on earth, the seed and the beginning of the kingdom of God. Jesus rose from the dead. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. The Father gave him his authority, his full authority, and Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He's enthroned. The Father has given over to Jesus his full plan for the total economy of his created order, which includes us, the crown of his creation. Jesus became one of us so that the Father's plan and purpose could be fulfilled in us. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and from that position of authority and ascension, he pours out the Holy Spirit. The Father and the Son pour out the Holy Spirit, and Christ reigns in the earth, in his church, in the Holy Spirit. The church is born of the Spirit. The church is born on Pentecost, when in the upper room, the apostles are gathered with Our Lady and others, and Jesus fulfills the promise, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." The church is a miracle. It's a work of God. It was established by Christ. It was established by the power of the Holy Spirit poured out. And the Holy Spirit is sent by the Father and the Son on mission. It's the Spirit that animates or brings to life the reality of the church. I'd like to read this paragraph one more time. It's just so good. As Lord, Christ is also head of the church, which is his body. Taken up to heaven and glorified after he had thus fully accomplished his mission, Christ dwells on earth in his church. So we are the body of Christ, those who are baptized into him and share in his life. And say, where's Jesus in the midst of all this? He's right here with us. He's speaking to us. He's speaking to us every day in the readings that come to us in the church. He's speaking to us at Mass. He's speaking to us in the Scriptures. He's speaking to us here in the Catechism. He's feeding us with his sacraments. He's still freeing us and leading us, and he's living in us. We're temples of the Holy Spirit. He promised to never leave his church, and that's exactly what we can take to heart in a moment like this, in the life of the church, and internalize it and live with it and say, Lord, I need to draw closer to you in the midst of these confusing and difficult times. Because one of the questions that can emerge is, where's the Lord in all this? We'll talk about that a little bit more today, later today and tomorrow. But it's important to begin with the facts of what we know about Christ, about what God has established, and that Jesus is present in his church. So the redemption is the source of the authority that Christ, by virtue of the Holy Spirit, exercises over the church. Why is Jesus able to exercise this authority over the church? Because he died and rose again, because he shed his blood for us, because he redeemed a people. He bought back a people. He purchased us at a great price, the price of his own blood. And it's by virtue of the Holy Spirit that he now exercises authority over the church. The kingdom of Christ is already present in mystery. On earth, the seed, and the beginning of the kingdom. Where do we see that most intensely? We see it in the lives of the saints. Just yesterday, Ralph Martin and I were recording a television show for The Choices We Face, and I want to put a plug in for The Choices We Face on EWTN. We've got a lot of great guests on the program this year. I think you'll be very inspired. We've got lots of also live conferences where we preached. We've got roll-ins from those conferences. I think you'd find them both inspiring, but also very instructive and helpful for your life. So tune into it. You can go to EWTN. The times the program is on are right there on their schedule. You can go also to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs, the television programs, like our radio programs, are archived there. You can watch them whenever it's convenient for you. So the kingdom of Christ is already present in mystery. And that mystery and Christ's presence is most powerfully revealed in the lives of the saints. And I was mentioning Ralph and I were recording a program yesterday, and partly what we did, we talked about a roll-in, a talk that he had given on Blessed Solanus Casey, who is from Detroit and is a part of the Franciscans, and he was a doorkeeper. He was a doorkeeper at the monastery, and God used this priest, who was a very, very simple man. He was an ordained priest, but wasn't given all the powers of the priesthood. He could say Mass, but he couldn't hear confessions, and he could only say the Mass in certain contexts. because he was a very simple man. But when Solanus Casey, this doorkeeper, died, at his funeral there were more than 10,000 people from around Detroit, from around the whole region, or really from around the world, came to be at his funeral. Because he had touched so many lives. People had come to the door and they asked for prayers. He'd pray for them. People got healed. He manifested both holiness, deep, deep holiness, and charismatic gifts. He gave words of knowledge to people. He'd prophesy to people. He'd challenge people. And he wasn't afraid to challenge people to a more radical surrender to Christ. He consoled people. He was a source of tremendous mercy. He had a huge heart for the poor. But even his brothers hardly noticed what was going on with him because he spent most of his time as a doorkeeper. But at his beatification, where he was declared blessed, at Ford Field, where the Detroit Lions played, there were 73 or 74,000 people at the event. There was royalty from Rome. There were cardinals and bishops, and the Pope's representative was there. There were people from every race and tribe and tongue. There were very wealthy people. There were very poor people. There were political people. There were apolitical people. The place was just full. And it was a celebration, and everybody's heart was lifted by this man. And at one point, and in the ceremony, so beautiful, the archbishop, I believe it was, there was a painting of Solanus Casey that was covered, and I think it was the archbishop who pulled the rope, and the painting was exposed, this huge picture of him. And I thought to myself, what other institution in the world would direct all this attention, really international attention, from the most influential people in the life of the church, on a doorkeeper? The church recognizes the mystery of God's presence alive in his church, and his church is the people of God, and the saints represent for us. They're a particular optic into seeing how powerfully present Christ actually is in his church and what he wants to do in all of us, no matter what the circumstances. Now, Solanus passed through lots of trials and lots of difficulties in his life, but he was always full of joy. He was always grateful. He was always giving thanks to God for the prayers that he prayed with people, because God was faithful and that he would hear their prayers. He knew God. He was a friend of God. And one of the most beautiful things you see is how much, in the end, how God crowns humility, obedience, simplicity, faithfulness, trust, and radical love. That's Christ present in his church. And the church has a little bit of everything. We have the saints on the one hand, and we also have huge, huge sinners. Everybody in the church is a sinner. Saints are more purified. They're further down the road. But we also have, as we'll see tomorrow, this beautiful church, until the Lord comes again, will be engaged in a mortal struggle against Satan and the kingdom of darkness and the reality of evil. That's part of what we're seeing today in the church's struggle. Hope you can tune in tomorrow again. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.